even have my being. In him do I live, move and have my being. In him do I live, move and have my being. Cause I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. In him do I live, move, and have my being. In him do I live, move, and have my being. Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. Lord, I'm nothing without you. Lord, I'm nothing without you. So breathe through me and live in me. Let your glory reign in me. Oh, breathe through me, live in me, let your glory reign in me.
Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord,
Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your hand. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim, Lord, your royalty, all power is in your hands. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your hands. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. And we'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. And we'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. In him do I live, move, and have my being. Cause I'm nothing without you. Lord, I'm nothing without you.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Psalmist. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. All right, good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for your time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Simone, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Vicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with this scriptural reference, Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. There you can find all messages have been archived on this site, as well as the speaker's bios. The theme for the year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Simone was, a psalmist, such as Minister Kaylin was, or a host, such as myself, or perhaps you have a word from the Lord that you want to share, or a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call, and we invite you to join us. Now, what brought us together was the phenomenal company, first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called our Artist Life. The Morning Motivational Call, or MMC, is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. That number to reach that call is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617 pound. That number is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617 pound. To avoid any charges, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and our hosts will be, and hosts and hostess will be, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And the topic today is one that most will find interesting, and most should tune into, which is the health effect of grief, grief and how it affects your health. A topic that is a timely topic at this time, in this period of time that we're going through. Now, I'm going to introduce the speaker of the moment, and I am first going to pray, and then after I pray, I will, the next voice you hear will be the speaker. But first, before I start, let me give you three facts about this speaker, our speaker, someone that we are very familiar with, and someone we are anxiously looking forward to hearing what it is that they have for us today, because we know that is going to be something that is going to be memorable. Our speaker for the morning is none other than our prophet Kai, who was born in New York and is currently a resident of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai was ordained as a prophet of God in October of 2019. Her prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Prophet Kai has gone on to found the Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. As well as being a published author, her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry, which can be found on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Now, let me pray, and the next voice that you hear will be that of Prophet Kai. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to once again be in the presence of the living. Lord, we thank you for the mercies that you have shown us throughout the night. Lord, we thank you for your grace that you are spreading before us as the day is set forth before us, Lord. We thank you for those things that are going to come to pass, and in all things we will give you honor and glory. Lord, we ask you to pray to bless this person that is coming before you to bring us your word, Lord. Bless Prophet Kai. Let her say those things that you have laid on her heart to tell us, Lord, and allow us, Lord, to have the ears and the heart to hear and accept what she is going to bring forth this day. And all these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And again, to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. And of course, we give all praise, all glory, all honor to our God, our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, which rests, rule, and abide within us. We are going to get right back into the Word. We are still in the midst of our series, Counted All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is to serve God and man. So we are in the midst of the series. We are going to continue. And, of course, God has just had us talking about the serving man part, and we have been the scriptures we have been focused on at this current time have been Mark 10 and 45, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. We have been talking about Romans 12:1, and I appeal to you, therefore, my brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Y'all know that is just one of among my favorite scriptures, and we have been looking at 1 Peter 4 and 10. As each of you has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied graces. So those are the three scriptures that we've really been focused on as we have been talking about the serve man part. But today we're going to move on past the serve man to the serve God portion. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, it's really easier to serve God than it is to serve man. But the Lord said, is it? As I was just praying and spending time in the Word and looking at some of the scriptures where it talks about serving God. And I was like, Daddy, it's so much easier to serve you than it is to serve our brothers and sisters. And he said, is it really, my daughter? You know, it should be because of all of the things that God has done for us in sending Jesus to the cross to return us to right relationship, in that, you know, when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In all of the things that God has done, we would think that it would be so much easier for us to just step out into serving him. But then he said, is it really? If we look at our relationship with him and the things that we do daily, is serving God so much easier than serving man? And I had to stop dead in my tracks and ask myself that question, is it really? And I began to pray and just begin to seek God and just begin to just look at it from a different perspective, look at it from a different viewpoint. And I had to stop, and I was like, okay, Lord, I get that. And so as we begin to focus in on the count it all joy, understand the assignment is to serve God, we're going to look at some things about our service to him, and are we really spending enough time serving God, and how we serve God, and reasons we should be in service to him. And we're just going to spend some time there. And one of the first scriptures we're going to look at is 1 Samuel 12 and 24. Only fear God, only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all of your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. And we're just going to stop there at 1 Samuel 12 and 24. And I'm going to read it again. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. Because if we just stop and think about the fact that Jesus went to the cross for us, that should be enough right there. If he never did anything else, the fact that he went to the cross, that he went to the cross to bear our sins, should be enough reason for us to serve God faithfully with all our heart. That alone, that he returned us, he restored us, he repaired everything that Adam and Eve broke, should be enough reason for us to serve him faithfully with all our heart, as we have been commanded in 1 Samuel 12 and 24. If for no other reason, we should be able to count it all joy and serve God faithfully. That should be enough. We should be excited to serve God for that reason alone. Because our relationship could have been broken and destroyed forever. And we could have had to continue to sacrifice, you know, goats and doves and other flocks for the rest of our lives to be cleansed every year. But because Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, chose to come down to earth, because he didn't have to do it, because he was fully God in heaven with God, but he chose to come to earth and become fully man and to go to the cross that we could be restored to right relationship with God. He chose that, so that we could be fully restored. And all we have to do for that choice, for that irrational, unreasonable choice, all we're being asked to do is to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable, again, back to that scripture, which is our reasonable service, so that we can faithfully serve God with all our heart. And all we're being asked to do is to consider all that he has done for us and faithfully serve him with all our heart. Colossians 3 and 23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. We're just being asked to do that which is reasonable and serve God. We are serving the one who restored us to relationship with him, who made a choice to come back to the earth and fix that which man had broken. See, we have a choice. We don't have to do any of this. God has not made us, even though he could have. God could have mandated all of this and made it so. But he loves us enough to give us free will and allow us to choose to count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is to serve God and man. He gave us the right to choose to serve him. He left it up to us. Now, he could have, being fully God, made it mandatory Jesus could have come from heaven, put his feet up, snapped his fingers, and made it so that he had to be served by man. But the word tells us that is not what he did. He came and he was an example for us. He came and he showed us, this is not, I could come and do this. I could come and make you serve me hand and foot, but instead he came and showed us, no, I am coming not to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many. I'm going to show you what service looks like. So you can see what it looks like to serve one another and for me to serve the purpose of my Father so that you can understand what that looks like. Because I want to be that perfect example for you. I want you to see what service looks like, what true humility looks like. I want you to see that at every turn. I want to be that perfect example for you so that when I go back to Daddy God, you'll understand, you'll know. I don't want you to have to guess. I don't want you to have to figure it out. I want you to have the example, the distinctions between the righteous and the wicked, between what good and evil looks like. I don't want you to have to say, I don't know, because Jesus left us the example of what it looks like. See, he has given us the example and given us a decision to make. I want you to be able to say, okay, this is what you have to decide from. I want you to know and then freely choose to do what I've done. So see, we don't have any excuses not to choose to walk according to the example Jesus gave us, because he gave us the perfect example. See, we don't have an excuse not to choose a life of serving God, because Jesus showed us what that looked like, to choose to walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. See, we don't have the luxury of choosing not to, or we have the luxury of choosing not to, but not because we don't have the example, but because that is the choice we have made. See, unlike our brothers and sisters in the past in biblical times, we had the example of Jesus. They had to walk it out with him, not knowing that they had Jesus in their midst. See, we have an advocate at the right hand of God, petitioning for us. Even when we are wrong, he petitions the Father to forgive us. See, we can count it all joy understanding the assignment. The assignment is serving God and man, because we have an advocate at the right hand of God, petitioning him. So that when we fall down and get back up,
He is there to forgive us, waiting for us, waiting for us to get back up, dust ourselves off, and ask for forgiveness. So what will we choose to do? Will we choose to serve God and man? Will we make that choice? Malachi 3 and 18, then once more you shall see the distinction between righteous and wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. See, we have a choice to make. We know the difference between righteous and wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not. We get to make the choice. We have an example. John 12 and 26 says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servants be also. If anyone serves me, my Father, he will honor him. See, God will honor us if we serve him. If we are following Jesus, God will honor us. I don't know about you. I want God to honor me. I want to follow Jesus. I want to walk according to the path that Jesus has laid out for me. I want his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for my life. I want to walk according to his perfect will for my life. I don't just want to be in that permissive will. The permissive will is good, don't get me wrong, but I want to be in that perfect will. Because in that perfect will, I'm walking according to his perfect plan. And his grace is sufficient. And he's covering me as I'm walking in that perfect place because that's where he desires for me to be. And as I'm walking in his grace, I'm using those gifts to serve him and my brothers and sisters. Rendering service with goodwill as unto the Lord, as it says in Ephesians 6 and 7. I want to serve God and man. I want to make sure that I'm walking it out according to his plan and not mine. It's okay for me to plan as long as I'm allowing God to order my steps. This thing called life is not easy. But it is easier if we're walking it out according to what God has ordained, walking it out according to his service. And if we are counting it all joy, because you know what? Things are going to come up. Trials are going to come forward. We are going to have things that come forward in our life. Life is going to happen. Let me be clear. This world is going to attack us. It's going to beat up on us. But God didn't say the weapons would not form, because they're going to form. But they will not prosper.
We have to make sure that as we count it all joy, we're allowing God to be God. And we're walking out his Jeremiah 29:11 plan and not ours. Because we want to make the plan and not allow God to order the steps. We want it our way. But it's God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, not our Jeremiah 29:11 plan for him. See, we get it twisted and we want it our way. But I need you to count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, understanding the assignment. The assignment is serving God and man. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. Thank you for your message. And now I'd like to pray over our prayer requests for this week. Heavenly Father, heal our wounded, broken spirits, Lord. Be they broken, Lord, by disease, by the outcome of disease or the fear of disease. Heal it, Lord. Strengthen us in your way and in your might as only you can, Lord. Heal our broken, wounded spirits, Lord. If they be broken by grief, Lord, the mourning of the loss of a lover, a loved one, the mourning of the loss of the peace that once was in the world, the mourning of the loss of children that were innocent and the things that have gone on in recent days. Lord, heal us, Lord. Strengthen us. Allow us to feel the joy in the presence of you again, Lord. Restore to us our peace. We ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. To hear the playback of this number, of this message, you can dial this number, 712-432-1085, with the PIN being 957-677-POUND. To hear the playback, and I know you want to hear it, dial 712-432-1085. With the PIN being 957-677-POUND. We again invite you to join the morning motivational call, 667-770-1525, PIN 294617-POUND. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Simone, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back and now and close this call with the benediction?
And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for allowing us to come together and just hear a word from your throne room. Lord, we ask you as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, to continue to keep us in your perfect peace with our minds stayed on you, to continue to allow us to count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is serving you and our brothers and sisters. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters, I love you, and we continue to ask you to go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.